United States Senator Bob Corker says a politically motivated special interest group is behind reports of a federal investigation into his finances and those of a Chattanooga-based real estate company. But the group, Campaign for Accountability, is standing by its allegation that Corker's trading of the company's stock is suspicious. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
Corker won't discuss the allegations directly, but a spokeswoman calls them a smear campaign that will eventually be discredited. The claim is that Corker and close relatives traded shares in CBL Associates Properties, a shopping mall owner, shortly before announcements that moved the company's stock price. Corker once worked for an affiliate of CBL Associates and is friends with the company's president. The president says nobody at CBL gave Corker or anyone else insider information. The Wall Street Journal and Politico quote anonymous sources as saying the FBI and the Securities and Exchange Commission are looking into the matter. The Journal adds they found no evidence to suggest Corker did anything wrong. But Campaign for Accountability, which describes itself as a nonprofit watchdog, says the question is whether Corker earned his wealth honestly. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.